Cheryl. Brother B.B., you pray for us, please.
Lord, we come to this morning to thank you. We already pray you, but we pray you, thank you, Father. Thank you for thank you for the world. Thank you for yes, sir. Thank you. Lord, for the work of the statue.
Yes.
For the beautiful house. Thank you. We ask you to be the first prayer to move through the small place. Everything you said and done in this service is going to be done for your glory.
Amen. Thank you. You're reading the Bible every day, praying every day. If you need help with it, we'll get you one of these schedules. You still got a month. You could, if you haven't even started, you could read it this month. It wouldn't be that big of a deal. I think 40 hours is what I've heard. What book are we in?
John.
Now, we're going to have to tighten up a little bit low this morning. How about over on this side, Brother Matthew, he wrote about the Lord Jesus Christ as a... is right, Sister Jean. In this side right here, Brother Mark, he wrote about the Lord Jesus as a...
Sir.
That's right. Over here, Brother Luke, he wrote about the Lord Jesus as a... man is right. And over here, Brother John told us over and over and over again that Jesus is...
God.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, you're all doing good. You're doing good. Let's review a little bit. Last week we quit right in John chapter 3. Well, let me ask you this. John chapter 3, verse 31. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. Any questions on that? Hallelujah. He's above all. He's over everything. Brother Groundhog, how about thanking him? And therefore the Lord knew. Can I go ahead and say omniscient right there? He know. Let's see how you say it, preacher. He doesn't know all. He knows. He's all knowing. He knew. He knew how the Pharisees heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. He left Judea and departed again into Galilee. Let me just go ahead and say, he doesn't stay where he's not wanted.
Right.
Think about that.
I know he's here. I know he walked in with us. But dear Lord, we just want you to know we're glad about it.
Yeah.
We're glad you're here this morning. You're welcome. We need you. We want you this morning. We're glad the way you set things up. In Jesus' name. Amen. And he left you dead and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Now, the northern part of Israel there is called Galilee. And then in the middle, you got Samaria. Down on the bottom, Judea. And this area we're talking about is about 50 miles north of Jerusalem here. He's going to go through. And a real devout Jew wouldn't go through Samaria. He wouldn't go straight through. He'd go to all kinds of trouble to go around it. He would not. We'll see a little more about that in a minute. And but the Lord, he had to go straight through. He needed to. And then cometh he to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with the journey, 100% man, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. In verse 1, he's 100% God because he knows. He knew omniscient. And then verse 7, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. Now, you all know the story. I just want to point out here that again that it's a woman, and I'm not against women. I love women. I married one.
Right.
And my mama was one.
Yeah.
I love all women. They're all beautiful. I'm not even going to tell any jokes. I just want us to understand. I want us to grasp what it was like during this time, a woman's place in society. I mean, they need women livers then. This is why they needed women livers. Look at here. Now, the hate between the Jews and the Samaritans was so great, it was unreasonable. It was unreasonable. A rabbi would not talk to his wife or daughter or sister in public it would hurt his reputation. And but the Lord made himself of no reputation. And not only that, a Jew wouldn't drink out of a cup or eat out of a bowl that a Samaritan had. When the enemies of our Lord wanted to insult him, they called him a Samaritan. And these Samaritans got their being because of when the Israel had been captured different times. When the Assyrians captured Israel, then some of the Israelites intermarried with the Gentile dogs, the Samaritans, and the purebred shunned them. They were on the outside. Over here, we're going to go back through his verses again here in a minute. But for right now, if you got your hand out on the chart, if you remember over in chapter 3, John chapter 3, the subject was a man that was named, a named man that seeks the Lord. Over here in chapter 4, you know the story. But it's an unnamed woman, but Christ seeks her. A little bit different. Over here in chapter 4, it was a respected ruler of rank. Over here, she's the outcast of society. Samaritan woman, she doesn't have much going for her. Over here, Nicodemus was moral. Over here, she's immoral on her fifth husband. Didn't even bother to get married this time. Over here, the Jewish Nicodemus said, "We know. We know." And over here, preacher, if you'd humor me, I'm going to interrupt you here. If you'd read just part of a verse, verse 25, I just really just need the first seven words, and I'm going to interrupt you.
The woman said unto him, "I know."
Okay. Now, you've been telling us that's a problem.
Right.
I just wonder if we could agree this morning that she's a hard case.
Right.
We'll go ahead and agree with that.
Right.
See, it's really hard to tell someone about the Lord when they say, "Well, I don't know much, but I know there was a big bang."
Yeah.
They done went and told me there was a big bang, and you're trying to tell them about the Creator.
Right.
It's hard to tell someone something if they already think they know.
Right.
And that's where she's at. Is there anything any... I can't think of anything any harder, preacher, can you? No. Are we in agreement over here that she's a hard case? Hard to talk to somebody that already knows. But the fact is, they're both ignorant. Nicodemus was ignorant. He didn't know. He thought he knew. He said how. How two times. He didn't know. She's going to say how here in a little bit. She's ignorant of religion. She's a hard case. But the truth is, I would rather talk to someone that's never been to church. Because it's amazing what some people call church.
Yes, it is.
I would rather start with someone that doesn't know anything and tell them about the Lord. Now, Nicodemus over here, he came at night in secret. Chapter 3. This woman is confronted at noon in public. Guess what? Over here, there's no conversions. So which is the hard case?
Yeah.
Jerry Rush says religious is the hard case. I think I agree with him.
Yeah.
I just said I'd rather talk. Over here, there's going to be many conversions.
Right.
But we'll have to see how it happens. They both ask how because they're both ignorant of who he is. They can't sing the song, "I'm glad I know who Jesus is," because they don't know. They're like I was for 20 years. They don't know. They don't know, Brother Cole. They don't know, neither one of them. Let's start over here now. In verse 1 through 3, I said they left. He left Judea because he doesn't stay where he's not wanted. Let's look at that in Proverbs 1. Starting verse 24. "Because I've called and you refused, I've stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have said it not, all my counsel." You said the Bible's not worth anything, it's worth nothing, I'm not going to follow it. "But and would none of my reproof." I also, this is God talking, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. See, the most wicked thing Brother Rick can do is go his own way.
Right.
The worst thing I can possibly do is go my own way. Verse 4, back in John 4:4, here's the plan. Here's the plan. He must needs go through Samaria. Most Jews would not travel around, but he's a different kind of a Jew. He's above all. But he's above all. Let's look at that in Luke 2:49. Luke 2:49. And he said to them, "How is it that you sought me? Wish ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" And it's his business to go through Samaria. That's what he must do. That's the plan. 5 and 6 is the plot. The plot of ground. Then cometh he to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the ground, to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it's about the 6th hour. It's the hottest time of the day. He knew all about her, included where she would be. It's a marvelous condescension. I wish Brother Jerry was here. I'd have him sing. He came to me. He came to me when I could not go to where he was. Guess what? He must needs go through Nallon one day. He passed through there. It was a common meeting place, the well. This woman's got a common problem. It's going around sin. It's a radical problem. Matter of fact, we're going to die. She's going to die. It's going to take a radical solution. God's going to have to die for her. It's going to be an uncommon creator with an uncommon birth that's going to have to come by with an uncommon life, be an uncommon carpenter, and die an uncommon death and have an uncommon resurrection. It's what it's going to take to pull her out of it. That's what it's going to take. A devout Jew prayed every day that God would deliver him from seeing the face of a Samaritan. The hate was unreasonable. And they were about the same way. The hate surpassed all reason. Yet, guess what? Those Jews believed the Old Testament. They had a Bible. They carried it. Sunday school. Might have been King James. I don't know. They were in the family. These Jews that hated the Samaritans. They expected the Messiah. They could stand up and testify about that. The site is Sychar, Shechem of Samaria. The place, the significance of the place, is where God first appeared to Abram. It's where Jacob dwelt after he lived for 20 years with Laban. It's where Dinah was defiled and the brothers slaughtered a bunch of Shechemites. This is where the brothers sold Joseph. It's where Joshua addressed Israel the last time. It's where Rehoboam split the kingdom. It's where Jeroboam set up idols for the kingdom. The spring. It's Jacob's well. And then the sitting. He sat thus upon the well. 100% God, 100% man. He rested, he got tired, he got thirsty. Verse 7. Then cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. It's the capital C creator of the Pacific Ocean. The two set here. He created the Atlantic. He created Meta River. It runs in front of our house that we swim in. He created all the water there is. The Nile, a mile wide, flows north. The New River, but yet 100% man. He never did a miracle for himself. Her confusion, the hate prohibited public conversation between Jews and Samaritans and between men and women. Like I said, a rabbi wouldn't talk to his wife, daughter, or sister in public. Verse 10. Let's see. We just read 7. Verse 8. For his disciples were going away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how? How is it that thou being a Jew? I can hear her say, a Jew. How is it that thou being a Jew askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have a little bit of dealings with us. The Jews have deals with us sometimes. Once in a while we'll buy and sell. No, no. They have no dealings. How come you're talking to me, a woman, a Samaritan, and y'all have no dealings? You won't even look at us. With the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, if thou knewest the gift of God. See, the Holy Spirit didn't come on Pentecost to clean us up. To clean up the flesh. It's beyond hope. The gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The Holy Spirit. He could have said, yes, I'm greater. Oh, wait a minute, let's go. 11. The woman said to him, sir, hey, she's improved her attitude of him, her declaration of him. She's went from Jew to sir.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. The woman said to him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well's deep. From whence hast thou that living water? And he said, or she said, and art thou greater than our father Jacob? Well, he could have said yes. Matter of fact, he could have said, guess what? He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. He could have said, hey, I'm not from around here. I'm from somewhere else. You don't even know who you're talking to. He could have said that. He created Jacob. He made him. He's not from around here. He's above all. He's in the bosom of the Father. Matter of fact, he's a hard case specialist. He specializes in hard cases, Brother Caleb. Matter of fact, this room's full of hard cases. You were steeped in unbelief until he passed by, until Jesus passed by and sat thus beside you. Her curiosity. Who is he? Sir, what's the gift of God? This living water? What's this living water? How do I get it? Verse 12. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof, himself and his children and his cattle? It's a big question mark. I don't know what the cow's got to do with it. Because the cow drank out of it, it's great or something. Let's go ahead and answer that out loud. It's got a question mark. Is the Lord greater than Jacob and the children and the cow? He ain't even better than the cows. I'll go ahead and tell you. He's a hard case specialist. He's from above all. He's in the bosom of the Father. Verse 13, Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whoso drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Now she knew well that she would thirst again if you drink out of this well, because she comes every day at noon. She knows she keeps coming back, and she wants this eternal water. She's wanting it. And the woman said to him again, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither. He's getting ready to do it. He's going to do it again. Her conviction was a fact. She knew well as a fact she thirsted again. She came every day. This everlasting water was a common picture of everlasting salvation, Isaiah 12:3. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Picture of the Bible, picture of the Holy Spirit. Water is a gift from God. Man can't make it. It's necessary for life. It's a universal need for all. Came from heaven. Water comes from heaven. It's fallen around there yesterday. Never gets old. It satisfies. It quenches. It refreshes. If she had some of this living water, she would never thirst again all the way into eternity. If Trista was here, we'd sing Satisfy. I'm satisfied with my knees on the altar unto the Lord I cried. Oh, He cleaned up my heart and He opened my eyes. And ever since I met Jesus, well, I've been satisfied. She'd get all the juice out of him. Verse 16. Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband and come hither. She's going to have to face her sin now. She's getting ready to learn who He is. She's getting ready to receive and believe. She's got two commands. Go and come. Go and come. Verse 17. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. See, he's a hard case specialist. They're everywhere. They're all around us. You know, you just barely got in. If it wasn't for the Lord. He knew about hate. He knew about hate crimes before they was called that. Matter of fact, is there a crime that's not a hate crime? If I robbing a bank's a hate crime, isn't it? If I rob the bank, I don't love the president and I don't love the depositors. I don't know of a crime that's not a hate crime. They're all hate crimes. He knew about hate. He knew about hate crimes. Hey, if you want to talk about crosses, He knows about crosses. Matter of fact, He's a half-breed Himself. He left His father to come stay with His mother, and she didn't want Him. 100% God, 100% man. How is it that thou, being a Jew, raised 2,025 years ago, how are you going to help us? But He's not from around here. He's above all. He's in the bosom of the Father. He's not your ordinary Jew. He's a hard case specialist. He commends her twice for telling the truth. He doesn't beat her down, criticize her, call her names and stuff. 19. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. She's moved from Jew to sir to prophet. She's getting her estimation, is the word I was looking for, of him up higher all the time. She realizes that he knows all. He knows about her. He's omniscient. He knows everything. She's getting closer to the truth. She changes her mind. She said, this is no ordinary Jew. This is a HCS, a hard case specialist. The entire Jewish nation is confused. And she's about to get a handle on it. Mark 12. Starting in 35. Jesus answered and said, while he taught in the temple, how say the scribes that Christ is the son of David? For David himself said by the Holy Ghost, the Lord said to my Lord, sit on my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. David therefore himself called him Lord. Whence is he then his son? And the common people, the women at the well, the Samaritans, heard him gladly. I'm glad to be a common people. I'm glad. Sir, she realizes, verse 20, John 4:20, she's realizing, our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. That would be comparable to us today, someone saying, which denomination is right? Where should I go to church? Which version do you use? That's kind of what she's asking here. Which Bible do you recommend? Verse 21. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me. How you doing? Yeah, believe me. Hey, he's getting ready to, he said, look, there's a new dispensation right around the corner. We're almost there, and anybody can get in. You can come on in. It doesn't matter where you're at. You don't have to be in Jerusalem. Anywhere, any place, any time. You can just come on in. He says, right around the corner, brand new dispensation. Access to the Father anywhere, any place, any time. Old brother Reggie Sadler was here. We'd have him sing it. Any place, any time, anywhere. 22. The Samaritan. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship for salvation of the Jews. Now, if he'd have started off with this, he would have lost her. He had to start with the water. He had to start where she was. She couldn't have took it a while ago until she starts figuring out some things. See, the Samaritans have no scripture. We'll go ahead and be thankful for something to Thanksgiving. It's in English. We can read it. Miss Ramsey taught me how to read. And it's in English. The Samaritans, they have no scripture. They have no revelation. They have no authority. They have no commandment. They don't even have a place. The Jews got a place, a temple. The Samaritans have no prophets. Salvation is of the Jew. 23. But the hour cometh, now is, when the true worshipers, this new dispensation, shall worship the Father, capital F Father, in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship Him. Not when, not where, I mean, but when and what and who. Who, that's a capital W. The Father seeketh such. He seeks you and me because He's a hard case specialist. Verse 24, she figures out He's not just omniscient, He's omnipresent. God is the Spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. I'm not present. He's everywhere. Everywhere. All at the same time. Verse 25. Starting verse 25 is the great revelation. She's going to see the light, Brother Frank. I remember when I saw the light. The light comes in waves. The first wave of light that hit me that I understood was that I was wrong. It's a big wave. It hurts. It's hurt. It wasn't the things I did that was wrong. I was wrong. I am wrong. He's right. Verse 25. The woman says unto him, I know the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he has come, he'll tell us all things. He taught her who to worship, not where or when. Now, she knows more than most Jews. Maybe church attenders. I didn't know. I went to church for 20 years. I didn't know who he was. I couldn't sing, I'm glad I know who Jesus is. Verse 26. It's seven words. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
This is the clearest. This is the most complete declaration that Jesus ever made.
Right.
Proving that he's God.
Right.
He didn't tell it to Nicodemus.
Right.
He didn't tell it to a man or the men. He didn't tell it to Pilate.
Right.
He didn't tell it to the rulers. But the common people are everywhere.
Right.
They're everywhere. Seven words. No miracles. No lightning. No thunder.
Yeah.
Just simple faith. Believe it or not, Caleb. Yeah. Yeah, water. Few have stepped deeper into sin, yet he did not despise her. He told her about the living water. 27. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou? Or why talkest thou? Now most of the time the disciples are the almost as dumb as I am. I mean, they're slow. They're almost as slow as I am. But they caught on here, and they did right here, and they didn't say nothing. They held their peace. I have a hard time keeping that shut right there. But they did it. They did it. The Holy Spirit helped them, and they kept all interferences away, like the soul winners that go in pairs, and one keeps the interferences away. But they asked nothing. They're good servants of the King right here. 28, submission. The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith unto the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. Now she knows he's omnipotent. She got the whole picture now. She said, this is him. This is who we've been waiting on. This is the prerequisite. Was her conversion when she recognized who he am. Her priority, she left the water pot. The place, the proclamation, the purpose. It was all to please him. She went and told the men. She didn't have any women friends. She's a home wrecker. She's a husband stealer. That's why she came at noon. The women came at daylight. She came at noon. She's an immediate missionary. An immediate testifier. She doesn't go to school first. She doesn't take FBI classes first. She just starts telling people, I come see a man that told me everything I ever did. A testifier. She cares for others. She said, look, there ain't nobody like him. Psalm 66, 16. There ain't nobody like him. He's not from around here. He's from above all. He's in the bosom of the Father. He's over top of us. He made us. He's the Creator. And now he's come down. He's condescended. Psalm 66, 16. Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. For my soul. Let's skip down to 39. It's like a commercial right here. Verse 31 says, in the meanwhile, while John Wayne's shooting all the Indians, they have a commercial here. So let's just skip down here to 39 and see what's going on. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him, for the testifying of the woman which testified, he told me all things that ever I did. This is the result.
Yeah.
Results. Some believed her words, more believed his word. So when the Samaritans were coming to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode there 2 days. I'm talking about a 2-day revival.
Yeah.
And many more believed because of his own word. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Because of his word. That's where the power's at. If I can at all, I like to get down there where they can read it with me and hold my finger under it and let them see it. This is where the power is. Right here. Because of his words while they believe. Then verse 42. And said, this is the many more, and said unto the woman, now we believe. Not because of thy saying. I don't care whose saying it is, just so they get to the Lord. But for we have heard him ourselves and know.
Yeah.
We know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world.
Yeah.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for writing it down. Thank you for taking care of these hard cases. Thank you that you love the common people. In Jesus' name, amen.